Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Neil Walker, 930. We'll talk to him about all things baseball. So much fun to talk to Neil. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of that Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We had on Ross Tucker on Friday, and he said some things. We weren't able to kind of redux because it was Friday. We were on our way out the door pretty much, but it raised a lot of ire on social media. A lot of people were interested in Ross's words because of what he said about Najee Harris.
Can I say something, and I want to get your opinion on this?
Sure.
Now, I thought he played better the last couple games, but I was not overly impressed by him. Like, I don't see it. I mean, I think he's fine, but I don't think he's like a guy. I don't think he's what Le'Veon Bell was. I think he's fine. I think he's a good starting running back, but I don't think he's a star player. When I watched him last year, I didn't really see a special player.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I saw a solid player, but not a special one.
Okay. Is it a fair assessment? I don't know if we know until the end of this year. I guess that I'm not gonna be one of these people that gets all up in arms in all pro Pittsburgh and say, this guy's slapping everyone in the face, get him off your air, whatever. I don't know if he's right or wrong. That's where I am with this.
I mean, yeah, it's Ross's opinion, and he's certainly entitled to it. It's why we like to have him on, because he's got pretty strong opinions, and the guy knows the game really well. So I'll take it, and I'll say, I appreciate your opinion, Ross. I just happen to disagree. I think Najee Harris was probably a top 10 running back in the league last year and could be top 5 this year, and I think he'll continue to get better. But that's my opinion. And so I think in particular, because I expect him to see less contact in the backfield, get, you know, hopefully better blocking up front, I think we start to see Najee break out even more this year. But that's just my opinion as well. We're talking opinions. I think this year will be huge in so much as there's no franchise quarterback that the offense is built around. It should be, I would think, built around Najee Harris and his talents.
And Najee Harris, I think it's fair, like you said, Chris, to expect him to take a step from year one to year two. Le'Veon Bell was not great his rookie season. And I thought that the conversation around him after his rookie year was a little bit misguided because people thought that he had played well. He had 3.5 yards per carry, Le'Veon Bell did, his first season. And then the next year he exploded. Well, Najee Harris, he's adding to his body. Le'Veon Bell changed his body between year one and year two. I don't think, at least in my opinion, that there's a doubt that he could get to be a top five back in this league. He has that ability, and they have the track record, the Steelers do. But can he do it? We'll have to wait and see on that.
I look at it when someone says something like that. And by the way, Dunkin's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Grab a Dunkin. Who is he better than? And it just goes head up matchups. And again, I don't think we can totally come to some sort of resolution on this or some sort of answer until this year's over. But you look at the guys, like, is he better than Jonathan Taylor?
Can't say that.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you go and you go down. Is he better than Chubb? I don't think so.
Not yet.
Not right now.
No.
Is he better than Mixon?
No.
Not yet.
Is he better than Derrick Henry?
No.
No. Is he better than Eckler or Cook?
Eckler, yes. Cook, close.
See, I still think it's a no for both of those guys.
I agree.
And then
no.
So that way he'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He'd be 7 at best. Is he better than Kamara?
No.
Not yet.
So then he'd be eighth at best. Mm-hmm. Is he better than McCaffrey? Hasn't been healthy enough, I guess.
Right.
So he's hard to judge.
When he's healthy, there's no way he's better than him.
Right. Is he better than Josh Jacobs?
He's right there with him.
Right about there, right?
So that's why I say, like, he's top 10 for me last year in the league. And that's where he kind of places when we go through that exercise. He places about, what, ninth or 10th? And so if he's going to become that top five back, you have to believe, as I do, and I think some other people do, that he can be there with Taylor, Mixon, Henry, Kamara, I would say.
See, you know? I don't think that Najee Harris can be there with Taylor. I don't think he has that electricity. I think he could be a very good back. I don't think he can be there with Jonathan Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor's really special.
He's the best back in the league right now.
Right.
I have a hard time thinking that he can be Jonathan Taylor as well, but Le'Veon Bell transformed himself from a guy who was a power back in college, a power back in year one, to then a dynamic receiver. And we've seen Najee Harris in practice, and we've heard in practice he'll make these one-handed catches, spectacular play after spectacular play. I think there's more there. I'm not going to predict that he's going to do it, but I do think he can be more dynamic than he was in year one.
I also want to see what he does with an opportunity to get more room in the running game. Like, again, if we may be assuming too much to assume that the offensive line is going to get that much better over last
year. I think two reasons why I think Le'Veon Bell was a better back than Najee Harris, especially early, and I don't know if Najee Harris will catch up to this, but the things when Le'Veon Bell really had it going, two things. One, he'd make you miss in a phone booth. The moves he made behind the scrimmage line set up things he did in his patience. He really allowed his blockers to make plays. And two, he caught the football at 220, 225 pounds. It was different where he was essentially a receiver. He said he wanted paid like a top. Mm-hmm. He wasn't that. He could have been a third receiver at times on some teams.
Oh, for sure.
He was that good. Not that Najee Harris isn't a good pass catcher, but –
well, he's not on Lev Bell's level.
He'll
yet.
Never reach that level.
But I keep coming back to Lev Bell as a rookie, and I don't think any of us would have thought he could have become that pass catcher then. And in the numbers, he had 45 catches for 399 yards as a rookie. Najee Harris had more than that in year number one. So I think this year is massive. If we see him evolve as the pass catcher, okay, that's great. If not, you're probably not going to see that jump from year two to year three. It would need to be now.
Like, I want him to be good, and I'm not here to talk down on him or whatever. And I think that Ross Tucker was a bit too harsh. But I don't think there's this automatic thrust of Najee Harris into a top five back in the NFL. I don't think that it's automatic that they get the value out of him like you should get with a first round pick.
If he's not top five, it's a failed pick.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
If he's not top five, at what point this year?
During the first contract.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, that's fair.
He needs to be with the rookie quarterback, top five, or with a young quarterback, either this year or next year.
I do. Maybe I'm too optimistic, again, about the offensive line, but I fully expect him to be just a train this year.
I think, well, the other part, too, that I don't think he'll ever do is I don't know if he'll get the amount of touches that Le'Veon Bell got. Few will. In terms of touching the football that many times over the course of a three-year period.
I don't know if he'll ever get that many targets in the pass game. Because to your point, Colin, I mean, Bell was otherworldly running routes, you know, lining up in the slot. We're never going to see Najee line up in the slot, I don't think. He'll run routes out of the backfield, and I think he'll be pretty good at that.
Is it an out or not, Crowley, that, well, his offensive line was terrible, and so that's why you didn't see the Najee Harris, that you can see an even better Najee Harris? Like, so many people go right to that as a default.
I think it's a reason, not an excuse. But at the same time, we didn't see the breakaway runs from him either whenever he did get past the line of scrimmage. He did lead the league in touches last year, but I think that's more a function of his youth and wanting to prove that he's worth the first-round pick than it is him actually being that guy in functionality. Like, they want to cut him back this year, they said. They don't want him on the field as much.
Yeah, they say that.
They do, and that's not going to happen. But I think they're saying it because, at least in part, they know he can't be Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, so whenever Ross Tucker said that, I wasn't like this up-in-arms person and he's enemy number one now and public enemy number one, people can't stand him, Ross Tucker said something awful. It is a work in progress, and I think, a true determination can't be made until the end of at least this year. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. This La Russa thing is real. It's fascinating to me. I can't get away from it. I've read now this story two or three times in the Chicago Sun-Times. It like trying to figure out if I'm missing something. He is coming under fire from a lot of Sox fans even, because he said he has 10 players on the injured list, a number that would expand considerably. He doesn't just say he has it, that's proven. A number that expand considerably if it wasn't for preventative measures. Long story short, he has Vaughn, Abreu, Anderson, Pollock, and Robert, who are dinged up some. So he's told those guys, hey, don't run it out unless you really need to. You hit a hard grounder to the shortstop and it's a one-hopper and you're going to be out by 40 feet anyway, I'm okay if you don't bust it down the line every time. And you got these Johnny Hardo, I play softball for my local bar guys, that are just crushing La Russa. La Russa's a goof, a total goof, but I think he's right about this. It's a 162-game season. This notion you need to sprint like you're Ben Johnson or Usain Bolt every time out of the box is ridiculous to me.
Well, and Jose Abreu's not beating out a ground ball
right
deep to the shortstop. You know what I mean? Like, he's not there for legging out infield base hits. He's there for mashing balls 400 feet. And this is the difference, too. There's a fundamental difference between the example you're using of, hey, hard hit ground ball to second. It's going to be a nice little lollipop throw over there. You'll be out before you get halfway down the line. And hitting one to the grass that may get to the gap and busting it out of the box to see if you can hustle a double out of things. You know, it's just completely different.
It always annoys me when a guy has to turn on his jets between second and third. That's totally different to
right,
me.
Right, right.
Bust your ass out the box when the ball's hitting the air if it's not just a routine pop-up. And even then, I kind of want you busting your butt if there's no one on. But if you're going to ground the ball to the shortstop or second baseman, what are you doing?
You're popping the ball up the center field and you just jog it out.
These guys have one body to make their money with, and I'm not going to tear my hamstring running the first one. I'm going to be out by 15 feet.
It fascinates me. It is another case, too, and I'll say this. We are so bent on history, especially with baseball, and it's so ridiculous. And revenue, of course, because everybody's got to make a ton of money. The fact that you even have this conversation screams reason number 9 million why the baseball season's too long. It's ridiculous. This, and it's not arbitrary because it was for scheduling reasons and different reasons in the past and how many days in the summer and all of that. But 162 games just makes no sense in 2022.
Every regular season's too long.
Every single
one. Baseball, basketball, hockey. You could argue the NFL now at 17 games. They're all too long, especially the ones that are 80 or more games, like the first three that I mentioned. They're way too long. They could all be shortened, but it won't happen because there's too much money involved.
Yeah, but baseball is if you gave me 125 games and you shortened it by almost 50 games, what would you miss? Really, what would you miss if you had 125 baseball
those
games?
Freezing cold weather games that you play in April that everyone hates anyway?
Would I miss 30 more games against the frickin' Brewers?
I would start the season in May.
Yeah.
May 1st. Let's go. Who cares? They have attendance issues every year. There's a think piece.
Did you
attendance
see
issues, Major League Baseball. It's
how many games
cold
are going to get rained out in the first two weeks?
Speaking of that, and there was no weather issue at all, I turned on the – and far be it for Pirate fans to make fun of somebody else's attendance. I turned on the game yesterday, and now they had a Stanley Cup game at night and all of that kind of stuff. I turned on the game yesterday. There were two things that I saw within an eye shot after turning it on not long after. One, the Pirate Parrot was at a road game walking around. At a road game. You should be embarrassed if you're Tampa. I know they had like a battle of the mascots or whatever. You should be thoroughly embarrassed. And even if he only drove up from Bradenton, good on the Pirates for maneuvering that. Number two, I was going to take a screen cap of my television, like a shot of – there was they showed like a play at first base, whatever. Every single person in the background within an eye shot had Pirate stuff on. There was not one Tampa Bay fan. There were probably 16 people or so in the camera shot. Every person had Pirate stuff on. Tampa by no means deserves a franchise.
It's like we talked about when Cole threw that, went 7 1/3 shutout innings or whatever, and he got a standing O from the Yankee fans. They drew, what, I think 39,000 this weekend for the entire series.
It is an embarrassment. Every time they showed a cutaway to the crowd, 4 in 5 people had Pirates stuff on.
And again, you make a good point. We're Pirates fans. We can't really moan and whine and complain about somebody else's attendance. But here's the deal. That team's really freaking good.
they're
good all the time.
They got 40 wins. They have 40 wins. And they have one of the best young guys in baseball. And it Wander Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his chain, by the way? His platinum necklace? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that guy's a hoss.
He is something.
And then this McClanahan. Oh, my God. He's just shoving.
The Pirates rued the day that McClanahan shoved against
them. Nicely done, Golden Girls.
Yes. So, anyway, he was good. And he doesn't look like he'd be good. He looks like a guy that delivers your newspaper. I mean, he just looks like a regular guy. And he came out and he was really, really good. But I saw the Pirate Parrot walking around. I'm saying, what's wrong? What is happening here? And kids are lining up to shake his hand. How embarrassed do you have to be if you're the owner of the Rays? Just, ugh.
He's too busy trying to swing a deal where they play half their games there and half their games in Montreal.
Montreal and all that kind of nonsense. All right, Neil Walker, he joins coming up at 8:30 or so here on the Fan Morning Show. Pittsburgh, you answered this crazy idea. You've had this crazy idea, I should say, to have your cake and drink it too. Dunkin's got you covered. Cake batter, signature latte.
Yeah, just absolutely delicious, this thing. The bold Dunkin' espresso you love, cake batter flavor, a little mocha drizzle, and of course, you can't forget the sprinkles. It's here. You want one. I'm telling you, you're going to want one. After you have one, you're going to want another because it's damn good. It's delicious. The new cake batter signature latte from Dunkin'. Limited time offer. Additional charges may apply. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, this is going to be fun. Neil Walker joins right now, and he's gone on a little vacation for a little while. Retired guys do that. But I had the pleasure of hanging out on Saturday for the day with Neil and a couple other of our friends. We got a bunch of mutual friends, and he was bemoaning from the – I saw him. He pulled up, right, and I'm standing there in this garage, getting beers out of this garage. And Neil pulls up, and then I met him around the other side. The first thing he says to me, he goes, "Oh, I got a 5 a.m. flight tomorrow. Oh, I got a 5 a.m. flight. This thing hung over you all day Saturday. So how was your 5 a.m. flight yesterday, Neil? Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys. Good morning. 5 a.m. with 2:30 wake-up call with a 5-year-old and 2-year-old. All things considered, we made it here all right. But I can say even when I was in AAA and you had those early morning flights, I don't remember ever seeing or having a flight that was before 6 a.m. So that one was alarming for me.
I mean, at least you didn't try to drive it this time, Neil.
Maybe next time I'll get a Winnebago.
So it left at 5 a.m. from Pittsburgh International Airport. What time did they even open, like, the TSA and all that?
The airport at that time, I don't know if there's been a shift in certain flights or airlines out of Pittsburgh, but it was jammed at 3:45 in the morning. And it took us a while to get through, and then nothing was open except for maybe one little coffee stand. So, it was a different experience, but nonetheless, we landed with the 2-hour time change. I mean, we landed probably at 6:30 in the morning in Denver, and we're able to get to where we were going in another couple hours. So, we had a full day, but you know, the kids were ticking time bombs, and once about 4 o'clock in the afternoon hit, it was all hands on deck.
Neil Walker joining us here, Fan Morning Show. All right, so we were talking about this. We were knocking it around on the show a little earlier. Peter Gammons said he talked to somebody within the Pirates organization that they're going to be good in a little while, that they could be championship caliber 4 or 5 years. That aside, I guess let's talk O'Neill Cruz. You know, you saw what happened in Atlanta with the two young guys. So they approached them, they signed, they asked them if they wanted long-term deals. The guys went yes, and I think the Braves went, "Oh my gosh, hurry up, get the papers before they change their mind." Would the Pirates be in their best interest to do that with O'Neill Cruz right now? And do you think that he'd ever go for something like that?
I think for them to not entertain the notion of figuring out where they project him to be, whether that's I saw you mention Wander Franco or, you know, whoever that may be, that under 24 crowd or whatnot. I mean, obviously, you've seen how Pittsburgh likes to operate with what they deem as their young stars. So I would be surprised to not at least hear rumblings of there being some communication with him going into the offseason this year. And, you know, a lot of these young guys, they don't necessarily see the game as more than dollars and cents. And, you know, especially for guys from other parts of the world, particularly the Latin American countries, you know, they tend to be able to, when something gets tossed in front of them, it's very, very few of them that turn it down. Now, O'Neill Cruz is shown to be kind of a different animal, just like Wander Franco. So that number might be more, you know, if from a starting point, maybe north of 150, but maybe not quite up to where Franco is. But I don't know. I think if something was thrown in front of him here in the next 3-4 months, he'd most likely entertain it.
Would you have jumped at a deal like that early in your career?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think that the big thing that was being harped upon when I was young in baseball from the veterans was get to arbitration healthy. Get to arbitration healthy. And if you're performing and you're able to go through arbitration, and don't give up that first year of free agency. That was always the thing that was harped upon in a major league locker room. And, you know, putting the value, and you see how contracts are structured, that value on that first and second year of free agency, and whether you were to have 3 or 4 years of arbitration, those are big pieces for guys that, you know, are deemed, you know, talented big league players that are going to stay for a while. So I'm sure the Pirates internally are taking a look at his case, because it's a lot different than, you know, it's different than Key Bryan's, in my opinion. It's different than Andrews. This is a guy, in my opinion, where if he's able to stay healthy and he's able to handle shortstop in the major leagues and hit lefties, especially, this is a guy that could potentially, if in all in when he would get to, you know, that peak age of 27, 28, 29, he could potentially be north of a $300 million player.
Yeah, that's what I look at, Neil, and I wonder how the clubhouse would view it if he were to sign a deal that was like 11 years, 180 mil, like Wander Franco, because you put it in front of O'Neill Cruz and his representative, I mean, that's a really hard thing to say no to. You're putting that player in a really tough spot because his market value could be double that in just 2 years. How does that get viewed in a clubhouse?
Well, you know, I think from a player's perspective, you're number one, you want to solidify yourself as a major league player. And I don't think anybody has doubts that O'Neill Cruz is going to be there. And then number two, a lot of times if you're in that position, you know, similar to Andrew when I was there, he wanted to know that the team was serious in building around him and bringing in guys when they felt it was time to push the envelope. And so, I would hope that somebody in that clubhouse would be having the same conversation with O'Neill. And I know that particularly those young guys with Key Bryan, he's probably going to be a sounding board for O'Neill, you would hope, because he's going to be there for what, at least the next 6, 7, 8 years, whatever that may end up being. And he wants guys like O'Neill, because if they're able to get him, I won't say on the cheap, but if they're able to get him on somewhat of a discount, that should mean that they're able to go out and add, instead of a $3 million player, maybe they're able to add a $6.5 million player. And time will tell. And whether that's going into 24, 25, we don't know. But you hope that they're able to do that. And, you know, from the agent perspective, a lot of times these agents, they want to be a part of guys breaking the mold in the arbitration world. So a lot of times these agents, they'll look at these deals and their immediate reaction is, nope, don't do it. So you have to know your audience. These guys, you have to, between the player and agent and player and other players internally, there's a lot that goes on in the world of the business side of baseball, I guess I can say.
You said know your audience, not of the important stuff. You know, I remember it was not last time you were out there, a couple times ago you were out there. Are you still a dummy, or do you remember when the bear walked into your garage because you didn't have things shut? And how have you safeguarded this time from a bear walking into your garage and going through your garbage cans?
Well, now when the sun goes down, I go out with two big spotlight flashlights, and I check the perimeter.
Okay.
I make sure I have my bear spray. I check all the doors. I make sure I check the area for fox, mountain lions, and bears. And then the last thing I check is that garage door, because I don't need a 250-pound bear rummaging through my garage. No, so.
Yeah. Listen, you weren't known really as a base stealer. But if you see a bear, can you run? You going to run like hell, or what's happening if this bear? Because again, a bear walked, and there's video. You sent me video. Walked right in your garage, tore up a garbage can, did all that kind of stuff last time. About last year, at about this time. So, what is your plan if you do encounter this bear?
Well, you're supposed to yell, "Hey bear, hey bear." Okay, that's where you start.
Yes.
And if that doesn't work, then you start to throw things at it. No, I'm kidding. But you try to shoo them away. But fortunately, where I live, there's like a 125-pound Bernese Mountain Dog that patrols the neighborhood. And he is, his name's Teddy. And so when Teddy's out roaming around, you know he's the alarm. When that bear was in my garage at 5 in the morning last year, I could hear Teddy going bananas while I was sleeping. And I thought, man, that's kind of weird. And then I got out and saw my garbage cans thrown in the driveway, and I thought that, maybe a moose or something got in there. But no, it was a bear. So.
Well, I don't think Teddy got a new contract because he wasn't very effective last time.
Well, Teddy's getting up there in age, so, you know, he picks and chooses his battle. If he doesn't want to get up early and chase some bears and fox around, he doesn't do it.
So the plan then, if you're outside with the bear spray and you encounter one of these boys, is just yell for Teddy and hope he actually comes around and shows up and saves your ass.
Yeah. I gotta hope he's outside on the deck with the gate open over there. But no, it is pretty amazing though out here. You see a lot of wildlife. You see a lot of strange animals and whatnot. And one time a couple years ago, I let my dog out to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I see like three fox almost kind of stalking him, and I was like, all right, yeah, I gotta make sure I go out. If I take him out, I gotta take him out on a leash. But he didn't make the cut this time, though.
So bear spray is not like bug spray that you spray on yourself, right? I mean, you have to spray this all around the perimeter, correct?
Try that, Crowley.
No, no, no. So bear spray, yeah, it has like a 6-foot spray on it, but you don't actually spray the perimeter. That's if you were to turn a corner and all of a sudden get surprised by a bear, and if you got to spray at it just to get him to go away, that's what you have to do.
Do you want to tell anybody what you've been up to in your retired life that you'd never do before? I firsthand saw Neil Walker cliff diving the other day. Jumping off of rocks into water. This happened. Climbed up a big, long cliff, the Allegheny River. Neil, is this a true story or not?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we could consider it a big, long, a big jump, but, you know, it was a jump nonetheless. So,
yes.
We had a great time.
Cliff diving.
That was a lot of fun.
Cliff diving. Cliff diving.
I'm going to go to Mallorca next and try my hand at the...
No, this does bring up something that I really, in all sincerity, do you do things now that you otherwise wouldn't have done while you were playing? Like, did you ever ski when you played?
Yeah, no, I didn't. My last year, going into 2020, I got back on skis just a little bit, and it was very careful, and it was like on a Tuesday at 9 in the morning, I'd go out for an hour and stay away from people, but that's probably the most extreme case. You know, I never really played a ton of basketball. I played some hockey in the off season and was the red jersey guy, you know, don't go in the corner, stay the hell away from me type of thing. But yeah, probably, you know, I did do downhill mountain biking, which was absolutely terrifying last year, which I didn't do while I was playing. And I want nothing to do with that, because if you hit the wrong break when you're going around a corner, I've heard way too many stories of broken collarbones and tore up hips and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I'm up for anything. I loved that the other day, jumping off there. I mean, we saw those kids doing backflips after shotgunning beers on the
yes.
from the trains. I mean, that was, those kids made it look easy, doing gainers from about 30 feet above the water. We didn't quite get to that level.
How much of that stuff is written into a contract, or is it just like a blanket clause, like you will not do anything stupid?
Yeah, it's gray area. So, I think there's more ones that are a little more extreme. I mean, if I was dumb enough while I was playing for the Pirates to go up to Seven Springs to Bob's place and go skiing and take the risk of you know, somebody cutting me off and like tearing my knee up, I certainly wouldn't have had an excuse. Oh, what happened to you? Oh, I blew my ACL out. Oh, where were you this weekend? Oh, I was at Seven Springs. Were you skiing? Oh, no, no, I wasn't skiing. I was walking up. Yeah, that's not going to work. So, but you know, you do have to. I mean, you hear stories all the time about guys potentially falling down the steps and breaking their you know, their collarbone and trying to come up for it. I mean, Clint Barmas. I mean, same story. Clint Barmas. One of the years he was in Colorado, he broke his collarbone riding a quad, and Clint Hurdle was the manager there, and he came back after the All-Star break all banged up, and he was having a career year, and he lied to him. He told him that he was doing something else, and then we got to Pittsburgh, and Clinton Barmas and Clint Hurdle reunited. He eventually told him, and he's like, "Yeah, I knew the whole time."
Oh my gosh! Last thing for you before we let you go, and then I got to ask you about clean juice. But last thing for you, La Russa has now told his guys, because so many are banged up that are on the disabled list, whatever they call it now, that are on there. So he's told his healthy guys, "Hey, if you hit a missile at the second baseman, or you hit a pop up on to a can of corn in the outfield, you don't need to leg it out for me. Who are you trying to impress?" Does that get overblown, where guys, you see them busting it out of the box on a routine grounder to the short? Like, what are you doing this for in a 162 game season?
Yeah, yeah, and that's certainly, you know, it's not necessarily for the platoon guys or the young guys trying to make an impression in the major league level. This is more along the lines of the guys that are everyday players that are out there 6-7 days a week, and you know, you have an internal clock as a hitter, you know. Based on where guys are positioned, how hard you hit the ball, you know, what the chances are. You know, you hit a backhand to the shortstop, even though you hit it hard, like you're gonna at least get, you know, call it 60 feet down the line at 90+%. And then if you see that throw going over, you can tell while you're running if a guy, you know, potentially airmails a ball, or if it's in the dirt, or if he's ranging and his body is in a position where he may throw this ball away. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's it's something that you don't really talk about internally, but you know, when a guy goes out there, when Ke'Bryan Hayes goes out there and has played 16 out of 17 straight days, and he hits a 110 mile an hour one hop to one of the middle infielders, like you're out at the major league level. You're out like 99.9% of the time. So you take your six hard steps. Once you see the ball kind of in the air and you realize that it's online, you don't shut it down, but you certainly, you know, throttle down a little bit, because it does add up. And people think, well, baseball, that's not that hard. You only got four or five at bats of running hard to first base or legging out a double or whatever that may be. But over the course of the year, your body takes a little bit more the soft tissue brunt than you can that you actually realize.
Neil, lastly, before we let you go, clean juice. You're addicted now. You keep telling me about it.
Yep. And I'm going to have a hard time the next couple weeks getting my fix in, but I'm going to find somewhere. So hopefully you guys can pick me up and check out either the East Liberty location, the Donaldson's Crossroads location, Wexford, or Cranberry. Get in there. They got awesome summer drinks and smoothies going on. And if you're a college kid or a high school kid looking for a summer job, they are hiring. So get in there, check one of them out, and see if there's something you like.
Neil, thank you very much. We will chat next week.
All right, guys, have a great week.
Yep, we'll see you. You too. Really, really good stuff from Neil. Yeah, he's just the absolute best. I love those stories where you know a guy is lying how they got hurt, and you just can't figure out how. Like, I slammed my hand in a suitcase. Right? Jonathan Lucroy or whatever. Yeah. All those kind of stories. That baseball is just the best for that. All right, Epic Ending coming up in just a couple minutes. Sponsored by American Natural Eatery.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, big thanks to everybody. Neil Walker joining us, Jeff Hathorn joining us, all the stuff that we talked about. We hit on everything. Summer shows, you got to. There's so much out there that you just touch on here and there, and I thought it was spectacular today. What do we got tomorrow there, Mr. Crowley?
Oh, we are loaded up. Jeff Hathorn, Brad Spielberger, Shelby Cassesi, This Hits Different, and my favorite guy, John Wehner, 9:30.
Oh, yeah, The Rock.
Wonderful humans.
See what The Rock is cooking. The Pirates are what, D.C. now? They move on to D.C.? Is that right?
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah. There was one time they had a rainless rain delay in D.C. It never rained.
That was recently, right?
Yeah, a couple years ago, maybe 3-4 years ago.
There was one time Max Scherzer had a perfect game going, too.
Yeah.
Tobby intervened.
Wonderful. Anyway, let's go. Epic Ending. What did we learn today? Mr. Crowley, what did we learn today?
I learned that it's not okay to call names under any circumstances.
No. You can't. Some people.
You just don't want to say something about someone's appearance. So I apologize to Chris Mueller. I learned that I can't call names.
Appearance that they can't control. I'll say that.
His face
is
his face.
You do what you want, but I'm just saying that's my threshold.
The golden rule, as they say, Colin.
Yeah, yes. All right, what did you learn today?
I learned Crowley might have a man crush, if not a full-on sexual crush, on his next-door neighbor. He's acting very, like a young girl in love, he's acting. And he's very, I don't know. There's a weird anxiety about him every time he talks about his neighbors. And I want you to just take a deep breath and calm it down.
Just be me.
All right. Scare him off.
Some people learn this. I knew this, but he was keeping it really low. Mr. Crowley, you may know this man. He's one of the best writers that's ever covered a college team. That's our pal Mike Casazza, doing some George Plimpton type stuff. He has trained for a while for Muay Thai fighting, really on the low, just went about his business, put his head down. He went to Iowa, our friend Mike Casazza did. He had two fights. He went 1-1 this past weekend and worked one guy over where he just knocked him out. There's video evidence. I tweeted it out. Good on Mike. He trained. He wanted to do this. He, like I said, put his head down and became a Muay Thai fighter. I don't know how long he'll continue this, if he wants to carry it on for a long time. That takes a whole heck of a lot of discipline. So if you didn't know, look it up. And Mike Casazza, who covers that team and has done a great job for a lot of years, and is just a super great guy and a friend of mine, I learned that the cat's out of the bag. He's a Muay Thai fighter now, along with being a sports writer. What a mix. So there's that. A prediction. Crowley?
I think O'Neal Cruz is going to hit his first homer of the year. We keep doing it. Mac was going to do it.
I was going to do it.
I can tell by his
face.
I'm taking it because he got the off day yesterday. He unplugged. Today he'll have a slow heartbeat. There's all the Clint Hurdleisms.
Very good.
O'Neal Cruz, bopper.
Yeah, the league won't catch up to him. You know, he stay out ahead of it, all that kind of stuff. He showered well during that day off.
Yes.
If you will.
I'll say Sawinski, another big day. We'll say 2-for-4, an extra base hit in there somewhere, and 3 RBIs.
I like the way that he plays. I really like that.
He's just fun to watch.
I have a prediction. I predict that tomorrow we will talk to Shelby Cassesi about golf, because I have learned that after her little going to the Fan Open, Shelby now has been bitten by the golf bug, or at least she's intrigued. She wants to learn how to play golf. And Crowley said, why not with me? I want to get better. Shelby wants to learn how to play golf more. Maybe her and I could go out and play golf together. So we'll talk to Shelby about that tomorrow, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, I predict we'll talk to Shelby about that tomorrow. Hit the thing. Let's get out of here. Yep, fan weather. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time. Get a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service. You'll find it all at Sun Chevrolet. Two beautiful days in front of you. Today, 75. Wonderful. Tomorrow, 79. Also, very wonderful.
That's the weather.
Sure is the weather. And let me tell you, we're just talking about golf. You can bet on it. Step up to the tee. Take a swing. Betting on the PGA Tour. FanDuel Sportsbook partnership with Valley Forge. Right now. New customers can bet on the tour. No sweat, first bet. If you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back in free bets.
Yeah, you can use that no sweat bet maybe on a player to win outright. Maybe just finish in the top 10 or 20, or choose one of those head-to-head matchups. So many more bets available inside the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Great promos like this every day. Safe and secure. You get paid fast when you do win. Just part of the many reasons FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download it today. Sign up with our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and you're going to get started with that no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 back if you don't win in free bets. FanDuel Sportsbook, official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Again, download it today. Use our promo code FAN. 21 plus, a present in PA. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.